was just quiet and deafening all at the same time. Hearing his heartbeat for the first time, saying, "Hey, baby. Are you awake? You have to be really awake for this." They try to tell him how to deliver the baby, and he's like, "No, I don't think you get it. She's only 28 weeks. Are you okay? Is it a bad one? How are you doing? Every time I had a contraction, I was so afraid that the baby would be born. You have to stay in, and go." And more nurses, and white. She said, "Your baby will die." She said, "Your baby will die. My water's breaking. That cold, and then the numbness. I was scared, but my baby and I would be taken care of. This one beautiful little cry. To me, it was like he was telling me he was okay. We felt like he was okay. The noises went away, and it was just me and my baby. I can still feel his hair on my fingertips. Things weren't going as well as everybody thought. The Thursday that he was alive, he started to cry and cry and cry and cry. He stopped crying. He stopped moving around, and he became that lethargic baby that just looked sick. He stopped holding on to my finger. We didn't say anything to each other. The roads are so quiet. Is my baby going to die? Crash. This baby is dying. Surgical equipment. If you have to go because it's too hard, that's okay. Holding him so still and quiet. It was so hard to leave him. And to walk in the house that first time, it didn't feel like our home. Like we had no home. His absence was so noticeable. You have to make that baby stop crying. Because I just wanted to hear my baby cry.